Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
If you go to our Wave Facebook page, you'll see a story about Best Buy, one of my favorite stores of all time, by the way. I could wander through Best Buy for hours and just spend time playing video games in there and everything, but they say they're going to stop selling CDs. They, along with Target, I think Target is also one of the retailers, they're going to stop selling CDs because so much music has now gone to, you know, streaming and services and Spotify and everything else like that. You remember the first CD you ever bought? That's one of the things we asked you there on our Wave Facebook post. What was the first CD you ever bought? Drew is in next, and you're a big music guy.
I am, Kevin. Yeah. I am.
What was the first CD you ever bought?
Well, I got it for Christmas in 1991.
Right.
I got a CD jukebox, and it had the radio on it, but it had a CD player.
Oh, I remember those, yes.
And I got Pantera, which I wasn't too fond of.
Pantera,
but,
yeah.
But Ace of Base.
Oh!
I saw the sign, and I played that over and over, and we went to Galena for a ski trip.
Yeah.
I'd never been able to ski before, and I did not want to go skiing. I was there Ace the day Base. Before. Yeah. I just wanted to listen to that one CD over and over. I didn't want to go skiing.
Ace of Base, as I like to say, a poor man's ABBA.
But absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
But first CD I ever bought was Madonna, The Immaculate Collection.
Great album.
And also a Motown Best Of collection, like 10 or 12 songs.
Sure.
But I mean, I had two CDs, and I'm telling you, I was amazed by CDs. It's like, look at all this music on this tiny little thing.
Right.
And we thought it would last forever.
Yep. And vinyls made a comeback. It was close to outselling CDs last year.
That's what's funny. Best Buy says they're going to continue to sell vinyl.
And I'm a vinyl guy, Kevin. I have thousands and thousands of dollars in my vinyl collection.
There are people,
My wife is very upset by me.
Who's
by buying, you know, vinyl records.
I still have a turntable in our extra room at our place, you know?
Yep.
Because, I mean, every once in a while, you get out an old record. I threw on my Billy Joel, Best of Billy Joel the other day on record.
You absolutely. Know? And a little tidbit. Make sure you actually have a needle. Don't that plastic stuff that you can get at Target. It really hurts those vinyls. So make sure you have a good needle.
You know what's funny too, in terms of this business, the radio business. I will tell you, when CDs first came out, for the longest time we played records. I mean, when I started in the business, we played records. And then when it went to CDs, we were like, well, that's it. This is the ultimate. It can't get any better than this.
I mean,
we're just popping CDs in. Then, of course, it's all on computer now.
Yeah.
It all went to computer. There's some radio stations still play CDs. Not very many of them anymore. But some do. But that being said, the technology changed so much.
Yep.
And it made, on one hand, it's great because it's so convenient. On the other hand, there is a sort of nostalgic factor.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I was listening to a radio and had it skip because it was a CD.
I can tell you where to tune in for that. Okay. But in the meantime, that man is in next, and he'll wax poetic on other things about CDs, perhaps.
Maybe.
He's got some Adele. We don't have any Adele CDs, do we?
I don't think so.
No, but we do have it on the computer, and she's coming up in just a couple of minutes, and you and I will do this again tomorrow morning. Kevin Hilly and the Wave Wake Up.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.